Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Jace is off. Dawn is off. Miss Shannon's here.
Hey, not off.
Ryan, not off.
Never off.
I'm Alexis, not off. I know, Ryan, you have a big weekend coming up, don't you?
I know.
Yes.
But he loves it. I've tried to get him out of the studio before, and he's like, please let me work all those hours.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, go get it, young man.
That is the truth, isn't it?
You remember,
how old are you, Ryan?
24.
Yep. Okay, I started here at 25, and
yes,
that was the same thing.
But the other thing is that
work.
Right, and
work,
I did that as well, but I like that he is bucking the trend because all of us Xers and Yers say
yes,
the millennials are lazy and don't like to work.
Ha-ha.
He bucks that trend.
There you go, Ryan.
More old man tendencies from Purpich.
And I'm in my cashmere sweater today.
Very soft.
Baby blue cashmere.
He's got his grandpa sweater going. He's ready.
Yes.
Working.
That is the truth. Well, guys, we are live. We're going to be live till 8 every show. We have got 2-hour chunks. Chunk.
Nice. Chunk.
So as you are out and about today getting those deals or just maybe driving home,
mm-hmm,
have a laugh with us. Hang out with us. If you are
shopping. Share your stories, yes.
We want to know where to go after the show or the deals that you're getting. Brag a little bit.
Right.
651-641-1071. We'll keep the hotline open all show, all day today. So let us know what you're doing.
I'm also happy to hear any stories of, don't go here, there's craziness.
Right. Yeah.
So if there's any drama and, you know, if I'm, you know, because I'm torn because I need a normal person item.
Right.
Today.
Yes.
And because I ran out of laundry detergent.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to have to not do laundry because I don't want to go to any of my normal stores today to get laundry detergent.
Can you survive? I mean, have you waited weeks to do laundry? So now
No, so I could wait it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just would be part of my normal routine to do some laundry today. And I'm like, I think I'm going to have to pass on that.
That might not be happening.
Right. I'm going to just let that go.
Oh, man. We just did a Costco run, so I've got loads and loads of laundry detergent.
See, and I don't do Costco anymore because it's just me and Cyclone Kid, and I felt silly.
Yeah.
Having all this stuff. I've been trying to do the opposite because I used to be one of those people that like stocked up on everything.
Yeah.
And then I found myself buying things I already had because I'd forget.
Yes.
And I was like, oh. So I'm trying to do the opposite where I'm like, it's okay to run out. Like, I mean, we live in a 24-hour society.
Yeah.
And so I could normally, it'd be no big deal to go and get the things that I need. Normally, I would do that. Today, I'm like,
No, just don't. Yeah,
I might
just
go to the
laundry.
Dollar store is what I think, and then get like a mini bottle of something
and then
just get by on that because it won't be crowded at the dollar store because it's still the dollar store. There's
still
no Black Friday deal.
They're not doing, like 50% off or anything.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, Shannon.
Okay, that's what I'll try. All right.
And I feel like this morning, speaking of, you know what? Let's take a refreshing sip of our beverage.
Oh,
yes.
Let's do it. Cheers.
Cheers.
We're drinking extra strong coffee this morning.
I told you my recipe, Alexis.
Ryan, you have just blown my mind because this has happened multiple times while you're here. Now you're the connector, and I didn't realize this. I will go to the coffee machine, and I'll try a little sip of the coffee. And I'm like, this is either A, too strong, or B, it's old, because it kind of has that bittery taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always make another pot, and I just put, because the way that this works, we have an office machine, right?
Yeah.
So there's three burners. There's two regular coffee. Like, there's a decaf, you know.
Yeah, the one you see at the gas station.
Right.
Basically. It's basically that one. But the way it works is that if you get the little bags, the pre-made bags of coffee.
Yes.
And then the amount of water that filters through, one is not enough. There's not enough water in one, but then two is too much. So then you got to add a little bit of water yourself.
As the non-coffee drinker in this trio, this is alchemy. What are you talking about?
It's so funny.
There's so much science involved in this.
You add 8 ounces of Chippewa Springs filtered water through our water cooler.
Yes.
Throw that in the coffee pot first. Then you hit on after adding the two bags of the pre-made coffee we get.
And some people do like a bag and a half or a bag and a quarter.
Is that why when
there'll be the little bag that's
quarter?
Open and just hanging out?
Sitting there getting unfresh.
Yes.
And then I'm wondering, well, how old is this? Because I'm a one bag, one filter kind of girl.
It's not enough.
I agree with you, but two is extreme also.
You're right.
Like, so I'll change the filter and I'll pull out the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this so heavy?
This is a constant struggle.
Because Ryan
struggle.
Put two bags
right.
in.
This is a constant struggle in workplaces all over the Twin Cities. Because I remember the last station I worked at, the building that I worked at, any place where there's somebody that, you know, where you have a common ground coffee pot, there is honestly always some division on what is it too strong? Is it too weak? Do we get the specialty flavored stuff? Do we not get that? Right. I brought in the good creamer. Don't touch it.
You know? It's mine.
Yeah, don't. Wow, there's always coffee drama.
That's true. And then my dad is on the polar opposite. He likes his coffee almost see-through, like Lutheran style. I'm like, Dad, are you a church basement lady? Like, stop that. But hey, I'm Lutheran, so I can say that. Don't send the emails, people.
Oh, Lutheran, okay? About to get mad.
That's okay. The truth.
I go to a Lutheran church. We have the best coffee ever. How dare you, Alexis?
I know. Just hold your emails.
Cast aspersions on their coffee.
How dare you?
It's see-through. Okay.
So now you know the secret.
Now I know your secret.
I want you to try it on Monday.
I will. Okay, because I just...
8 ounces. Fill this cup to the top.
Okay.
Throw it in the pot first, and then do the two bags. And
you know somebody listening in HR going, you are using up our coffee budget. We only budgeted for it to be one bag per pot. And you're wrecking it.
HR's not even awake right now.
Come on. I was like, Ryan, oh snap.
When they listen to the podcast, they'll be like, why? It was that purpose that was ruining our coffee budget.
That is some thick coffee you got there, Ryan.
I'm enhancing the quality of the programming today. Shannon, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with tea bags. So I can't help you out here.
Well, at least with my tea bags, the quantity that I use is just increasing the average for the overall building. Because there's probably a lot of people that don't use it. I feel like every time I go back there, it is the same number of tea bags as the last time I went back there. So I think it's just me.
When the Hubbards bought this building, I think those tea bags were here.
Probably.
How many years ago?
They're like, one day we'll have an employee that will appreciate this lemon lift.
Yes.
We'll put it in there. It makes us look a little fancy if
still
we have
hoping.
The tea in there.
Still hoping.
I'm like, look at the varieties.
Still there. Shannon's coming in. Don't worry, everybody.
I'll use up that Earl Grey. Don't worry.
We are such coffee drinkers around here that I think that, that's...
A lot of people are. I know I am in the minority of not enjoying the coffee.
I do drink the tea at home, but tea equals sleep for me. So that's why it's probably not a good thing.
You only do the chamomile?
Yeah. Well, no, just any tea. It doesn't matter.
Really?
But yeah.
Not enough caffeine in it to like do
it. It simmers me down. Okay. It's more of has more calming
effect. Yeah, I am always,
right now.
Tea and water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about your Thanksgiving? Did you have tea and water at Thanksgiving?
You know, we did have some tea at the Thanksgiving. Yes, we did. And we had what turned out to be a kind of non-traditional Thanksgiving.
How so?
We did not have a turkey.
What?
We did not have any stuffing or rice.
Rice.
And
no
cranberries of any variety whatsoever.
What?
We had a lot of food, though.
Did you starve?
Okay.
It sounds like...
My younger sister and her fiance, they hosted this year, and so they made a lot of the staples, so the primary things that were there. So they did a couple of varieties of fried chicken.
You did have meat. You just didn't have a turkey.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we just didn't have the standard stuff.
We're thinking you just had like green bean casserole and your Brussels sprout sliders.
No. Did you see my Brussels sprout sliders on the Instagram?
Those are cool.
Okay, this is the New York Times recipe that a lot of people were really upset about.
Yes.
Because they wanted their meat.
Right.
But you tried it.
I enjoyed them. The whole family liked them. You can see online that there were people that they weighed in that know my whole family, and they asked them what they thought.
Yeah.
I did tweak the recipe a little bit. So instead of using tempeh, I used tofu.
Okay.
So which is not that big of a switch. I just knew that I might have leftover whatever it was, and I prefer to have leftover tofu because I'll actually eat it versus tempeh.
What's tempeh?
It's like a tofu, but it's harder. It's firmer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of more like when you get mock duck, isn't that tempeh? Or is that whatever the word with the S? There's a bunch of different versions.
Yeah,
so it's still a soy-based thing. And so I decided, and that one does have more of a texture that it feels more, since it's grain, I'm using the wrong word, but it does feel more like if you wanted something to have that fake meat consistency, tempeh has that more than tofu.
It has more of a meaty texture.
Texture to it. And
I was so excited the first time I tried mock duck. I was like, wow, I've never had duck before. This is excellent.
And
I still have not. I was like, what kind of duck is a mock duck? Like, this is going to be good. And, and then I learned the hard way that I'm an idiot.
Well, it all matters how it's cooked.
Yep. Yes.
That does. And the sauce and stuff, too, that you put on it.
We had
the
those.
Flavoring.
And we did have the mac and cheese, and we did have the green bean hot dish for my stepdad. Yeah, my mom's husband. It's just weird to call him a stepdad because they got married when I was like 35.
Yeah.
So it's like
that man in my mom's life.
Right. And I'm glad he's still here. He's good. That's Charlie. So we had a great time. So we had a bunch of different food. We did have the sweet potato pie because that was the one thing that everybody's like, we have to have this even if we don't do the other things.
Yes.
And surprisingly enough, I mean, I'm not missing the turkey.
No, having fried chicken.
They're really good at it. They both used to work at Brasa and all these other people. They're really good at that and making greens and all those stuff. So the food was delicious.
Yum.
So and my Brussels sprout sliders were
hit.
Yes.
Okay, I
would
those.
Not make them often.
Okay.
Because it's not difficult to make. Actually, cooking them and all that stuff is not hard. You would like it because it's almost crafty the way that you do it, Alexis. It's like the dough, and you put them in the marinade and you chop them in half.
Because it's tamari and cumin.
Yeah. You know,
so it has a really great like flavor.
Yes,
to
they're easy. You just bake them in the oven. You know, you bake the little halves in the oven, and then you put them together. That's the hard part is putting them together. I could not
get
my. That's
the part I would like. I think. Yeah.
Well, I kind of did, but putting a little dollop of like caramelized onions on each and a little bit of mustard that you're supposed to do, and then sticking the toothpick through it. That's all fine. Getting them to sit up like the cutesy picture is very frustrating. So
they laid on their side.
Yes, that's what I did. I was very disappointed that I could not get them to sit up all cute. Like in the picture.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like the food blogger that had like the neat picture of all my food. And I'm like, I give up on that. It wasn't working. But whatever.
They
it
looked
good
though. They really did look good.
And they
good.
Tasted really good. So that was all good. No complaints.
All right. Where's our taste test today?
You know, I didn't make very many
they
of them.
Killed
because,
them, I'm sure.
Yeah. I didn't make very many of them because they were kind of time consuming.
Yeah.
So for me, based upon the other things that I was making.
We killed all of our meal too.
Right. So it was just gone.
Yep. You know, let's take a break.
Yes.
It was a party for two at my house. And Ryan, we want to hear about your Thanksgiving as well. Mm. We also watched the Macy's Parade.
Yes.
There was a performance. Yay or nay. We'll listen to that too. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. We'll be right back. 6:17 on your Friday, your Black Friday, November 24th. Lots of shopping to be had. Lots of deals. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning with Miss Shannon and Ryan.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey. We're hanging out, having fun till 8 o'clock. Every show today has a two-hour show today as we
make
our way
highlight
through.
Reel.
Chunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But live, though. Two-hour chunks.
Chunk.
Two-hour chunk each show.
Right.
So, you know, tune in, listen, have fun with us as you're making your way to the stores. I'm seeing some live coverage of Mall of America and Rosedale. It looks like lots of people out and about and
getting things done.
Oh, I did find a place for you to get some laundry detergent.
Oh, where should I go?
The Fleet Farm.
Oh, really?
Yes, $5.
Oh, really?
Get you 100 ounces of...
At the Fleet Farm.
Of the Fleet Farm.
I always want to go...
Detergent called Brisk.
Never heard of that. I only heard of the tea, but I'm willing to branch out.
Hey, why
I'll branch
not?
Out. Maybe I'll swing through the what I see
Walgreens
with the Walgreens.
Too. Walgreens also.
Okay. All right. That's where I'm going to head after.
$5.
Okay. I'm willing to do that.
Yeah. Because that's what you need. That's what you need today.
That's the only thing I need.
I already did some shopping last night. So
what'd you get?
And I'm not an online shopper at all. I've already kind of previewed. I hit the craft stores often just because of the TV segments and just because I like to do them, right?
What are the craft stores other than the Michaels?
Oh, there's Joann's.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
And then a lot of options online. And then there's some local scrapbooking stores, too.
Gotcha.
Although those are kind of going away, which is very sad.
Okay.
And yarn shops, too, so... You guys, you know, just I try to go to the local ones
as much as you can.
As much as I
can. Okay.
But I hit Joann.com. Mm-hmm. You know, you get the emails, and I've already seen this stuff. So they were having like very cheap shipping. So I just went to town last night and I thought, wow.
You enjoy
this. Would be surprised because I like to touch everything. I like to go to the store. I like to
get a feel for it before you buy it.
And like you were saying with Thanksgiving and with your laundry detergent, you know, my sister, she lives in Denmark, and the European way is that you buy the food that you're going to prepare that day,
right?
That for that night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you buy it, and so she's always used to that. And I don't know if that's just something that you know I still stock up going to Costco and everything, but.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a good experience last night.
All right.
So we shall see, but I'm going to hit some more stores after today.
So you've just added in another option. for yourself. That sometimes you're like, if I'm just restocking something I know I already had, then you can go ahead and get it on autopilot online. That makes sense.
And but you're already an online shopper. You do that all the time.
I do. I am very digital in my shopping habits. You know, so that's sometimes the thing that I look for first, where I'm like, I'm one of those people that I default to Amazon. When in doubt, I'm like, I just search and I'm like, that looks right. You know, kind of thing. And they send it to my house.
Oh, it's,
you know, kind of thing.
It's very convenient.
You know, I used to always go out and buy things, but like the last time, like even like big things, I love it because then I don't have to have it delivered. They have, like, I bought Cyclone Kid a new bed because he had to go from his twin to a full because he's a big kid now.
Yes.
And so I when I got his big kid bed, I got it on Amazon, had it sent to the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, all I had to do was just drag it in the door.
Yeah.
I didn't have
like,
to get it
assemble
home.
Assemble it too? No.
Right. No. It wasn't
they
that.
Might.
I'm not that bad. I'm at least good at putting together IKEA style put together things. I will read directions and put things together. And so I got a frame sent to the house. I got the mattress. It came in a box and you have to you unfurl it and it goes and like kind of like, because they had managed to vacuum pack this whole mattress in there. So I do enjoy the experience of having things just sent to my home.
Yes.
Yes. It's fun to come home with like that big box. That's
it's
all
like,
ours.
It's like Christmas every time a new package comes.
Right.
It's like, what is this? This is fun.
Ryan, are you kind of in between? What do you do?
I actually do prefer, you know, going to the stores, brick and mortar.
Yes.
Go inside, touch what I want to buy, look at it, inspect it. And I'm kind of hipster in the way when I do my online shopping, I try to avoid Amazon.
Okay.
Unless it's absolutely necessary.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Because I know the thing about feeding the beast and all that.
All right.
It's me taking a stand.
And that's fair. And it's funny the things that you pick and choose. Because I have my things like that too that people will probably be surprised. Like, I'm like, that's where you draw the line? I'm like, yes. Because everybody has their one thing.
That's so true. Take a rocket to space. I'm all good with that. But drones, I don't want them in the sky.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
gotta draw the line somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, morons like us driving around those little drones. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not feeling
it.
You want them spying on you and then dropping in your yard? Okay.
No. But, you know, leaving our planet, I'm okay with. I don't know. You're right. There's.
You just want to be professional. Professional.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that, and I don't want them to be blocking out the sun. So.
Wow. Drones don't block out the sun.
They
what are
could,
you talking about?
They could if there's like multiple lanes of traffic. Girl, it could happen. I'm telling you.
All right.
Oh, Ryan, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. You know, we have a very traditional Thanksgiving at the Purpich house. We go over to the family in Woodbury. It was excellent. The only time I ever get out to Woodbury.
Yeah.
Woodbury, just a lovely.
It's a trip for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I'm out in Minnetonka that way, so it's a bit of a haul. But I had to work until 1 yesterday.
Okay.
So it got in the way of my Macy's parade.
Oh,
you know, that's
yes.
That's my tradition. But yes. Luckily, there was a TV on, so I was getting the highlights. I didn't know there was a SpongeBob musical.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, wow.
He's also the only square balloon.
Yes.
Oh,
fun facts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're very traditional. We don't do the Brussels sprouts or fried chicken. It's just turkey, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce,
stuffing,
yeah, you know, all the whole deal, and then pies and beer and drinking, and it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, I was up till like 11 midnight.
Good for you.
You slept in the Woodbury.
I did sleep in Woodbury. That was, I think, the first time I've slept in Woodbury because I figured, you know, like, you know, Aunt Patty, I got to drive all the way back. It makes sense if I sleep here, right? And she's like, yeah, sure. And I was out.
Yeah.
I only probably got 4 hours of sleep, but it was a deep
lots
4 hours. It was it was amazing.
Nice.
I periodically woke up at like 2 or 1. I was like,
you're like, where am I at?
Wow, I feel great right now. I don't think I deserve these extra 2 hours of sleep, but I'm going to take them. It was wonderful. But it was good. You know, it was a smaller crowd this year, but. You know, it's just every year ends with, you know, you're sitting around the table just staring at the pies. And it's like, can you do another slice? I think I can do a sliver.
Maybe I can.
Go in.
One bite. Just one bite.
Everyone just like, oh, maybe one more sliver we'll do. And we had all the slivers.
Oh.
And it was my cousin made a homemade pumpkin pie.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was this the first time they've done that or is this the...
It was a vegan, gluten-free pie.
Oh, okay.
I took
one. Sounds like an experience at my house.
I doubt she's listening, but Lacey, it was awful. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, hey, luckily there were other options for you.
Yes. And maybe they'll give it another shot and your cousin will get better at it.
Load up the gluten, load up the non-vegan stuff. Shove it in my mouth.
The eggs and the dairy. Bring it on. Yeah.
More butter for him.
Yeah, there was a vegan experience at my house. It was a party for two.
Yeah.
So for us, not a traditional experience either, but I'm glad you talked about the parade because there's one performance we have to listen to, and it's kind of, we're not looking perfect this morning. That's the truth. Good morning, 6:30 on your Black Friday, November 24th. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Alexis. Miss Shannon's here. Ryan is hanging out. Yeah. We're just having some fun today, guys. Give us a call if you're out shopping, you're getting some deals, maybe where to go, where not to go.
Yes, if they're like, this is all sold out.
Yes.
You just get normal stuff. Don't waste your time.
Or a traffic report, 651-641-1071. The Macy's Parade was yesterday. And Ryan, so you got to watch a little bit while you were working, right?
Right. So I was watching on the little screen and I could see all the performances, the balloons. And I just love the pageantry of it all. The tradition. It's such a cool thing that
adults
we have.
Adults in costumes. Something about that just makes me smile.
And just the enormity of work that goes into putting that parade together.
Yes.
And that the whole city, and they need so many volunteers. I'm impressed with the parade. And then I like the behind the scenes stories where you get to see all of the balloons laid down in a bunker someplace, when they're getting them ready. And you're like, look at that creepy looking balloon now. Charlie doesn't look so good on his side. Charlie Brown has some issues. So that's fun to me, too.
Spider-Man's face was in the clown's
good balloons
butt before.
There's some good balloons, good floats this year. They up the ante a bit.
And some questionable performances.
Right. Now, so the performances, there are some you could tell they're singing live and they sound really good. There's others like Will.i.am. He was definitely singing to a track.
Yeah, a lot of times there's a track, and I feel like they amp the track up on certain performances.
Right.
And some of them you're like, okay, they only turn the mics on long enough for them to go, woo, kind of thing. And
it's
all the track.
To make them sound good.
I thought we all agreed that, they're lip syncing, but we don't care. It's Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I thought we all agreed to that.
But it is interesting to watch the differences. Like, some people, the track's way down. Mm-hmm. Other people, is just drowning them out.
Yes.
So it's not consistent
and
by performer.
Sometimes I feel like the performer forgets there's a track and they just get in all caught up with just waving. And they're like, there's a track. Can you at least move your lips?
Just pretend. Come on. That's what this is all about.
Right.
Well, Jimmy Fallon, he performed with The Roots and he covered Prince. So let's take a listen. Here they're singing Let's Go Crazy.
Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. Yeah! If you don't like the way it is, man, hey, look around, each got friends.
Shades on, he had a purple scarf on, and he was having real fun with it. Jimmy Fallon's the song.
That's Jimmy Fallon trying to do too much. That's what that was. I was waiting for Savannah and Matt to talk over him. I was like, somebody get Al Roker. Let's go to Al.
Yeah. How's the weather in my neck of the woods?
I'm like, I'm glad he's enjoying himself, but it was too much for me.
He did have fun. And sometimes, he's on a float.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by. So I thought, okay, well, there's Jimmy Fallon. He's singing Prince. That's great. But then I went to Twitter, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
Twitter was harsh.
Yes. Here's a few. One guy tweets that Jimmy Fallon performing Prince in a jokey way is all kinds of wrong. Let's see here. A lot of people liked it, said, oh, this is great. Someone says, I have some crazy feelings about hearing Prince's Let's Go Crazy as sung by Jimmy Fallon. At least the Roots were there. Some people speculated they wanted the Roots, and then they said, well, can Jimmy perform too? And they were like, all right, fine.
You got to bring Jimmy.
All right.
That's been my response to the Tonight Show now. It's like, well, you know, the Roots are there. So it's
we can't.
Good.
We got to have Jimmy.
You know what? Me too. I do feel that way. You know, Kimmel's my guy. And you guys, I've said that for many, many, many years. But Fallon sometimes can be really hard to watch.
Yeah, it does get a little awkward now. I really liked him when he first came out, because I'm like, I like this guy. And really? I like that he's having a good time. Yeah. And now I've kind of fallen off him too.
Mm-hmm. Some guy says, as I watch Jimmy Fallon ruin Let's Go Crazy, I'm thankful that Prince isn't alive to see this.
Oh my gosh. But see, it's the kind of Prince song that before his passing, it would be, if we saw one of the many amazing marching bands,
yes,
do Let's Go Crazy, we'd go, neat, get your march on.
Yes, that's true.
Centerville High School or whoever
Rosemont
it is.
Rosemont was in the parade.
Yes,
yeah,
see, that's right, exactly. So if we had Rosemont High School do it, I think we would have been all on board with them having fun with it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon was corny on this one. It was just not. Because it was so karaoke and bad. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to like it because I'm like, I kind of like you.
He's having fun up there, but.
But no.
So. Yeah. I just thought it wasn't a memorable one, but I thought, okay, well, all right. At least, you know, there's Prince. That's kind of cool. But yeah.
And then you went, ouch. Yeah.
And then I saw the tweets and I'm like, ooh. This one thing she goes, the Roots are allowed to cover Prince, more than allowed. Jimmy Fallon is not.
Whoa.
Like, shut it down.
Yeah, bye. Goodbye.
Whoa. Jeez.
Wow. Ouchie, ouchie. And then some people saying it was the highlight. So, you know, he's a polarizing person, I think.
Very, yes. Very. That's a good way to describe him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Like Will Ferrell. Who else is polarizing? Who was the other one that we came up with just a while ago? Either love or hate this person.
Mm.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
He's another one, too, right?
What the hell
right?
is that about?
Yeah, I love him.
I'm off. Too. I'm done.
Are you?
I'm worn out on McConaughey.
Oh, man.
Worn out.
Okay. Is it his endorsements?
All right.
Is it the rolling of the boogers in his yes. TV
in
commercial?
I do not. I do not want a Cadillac now. My mom's got one. I look at it, I go, hmm.
Yeah, Mom. Okay.
A Lincoln. I don't want a Lincoln at all.
Well, now he's on the Wild Turkey commercials, and that's my favorite whiskey.
Is it really?
Oh, see?
And I drive a Lincoln, so I'm like, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Just brush your teeth aggressively at a stoplight, and you're all in.
Get some Congo drums. Get naked.
Get nude and hit the bongos.
That man does nothing for me. He just looks a little sweaty.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
What? Sometimes.
Yeah.
He doesn't look. He always looks like
he looks swampy all the time.
Swampy all the time. But you can have him. I like it when my especially I like it when my girlfriends and I do not have the same tastes in crushes.
Yes.
Because then we don't have to fight about it or feel like we're like, I don't have to feel like I'm stealing your virtual boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have him.
Yeah. No,
he's all you.
I don't know if that's necessary. I think we'd be friends. I think he's kind of kooky enough that I think would be,
you just want him to come over to the house and chill out and play board
games. There's not a lot of people in Hollywood that I'm like, oh, I would sleep with you.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just more or less, I just like, oh, you're kind of a fun person. I could see getting to know you more. Huh. Is that weird? I don't know.
No, that's not weird. I have people that I'm like, I would hang out with them. I get that. Or I'm like, I feel like we'd be friends. And I think that's it. It is weird that we project that way because we don't know these people.
We don't know them at all.
But something about them, I'm like, when I see them in interviews, it looks like we could be friends. I would like that.
Yeah, something about Matt Damon. I'm like, hey, Matt, that
would
be fun.
You just want to hang out with Matt.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, that's kind of fun. I mean, you guys pretend to hate each other, but that's fun.
Okay.
So anyway, another thing on the TV, too. The National Dog Show.
I love that.
Anyone watch? Anyone?
Nope.
I caught a few weird looking dogs. Nope. Yeah.
A little Ewok one. Yes. It's so cute.
And people are going back on whether he's an Ewok or Chewbacca.
Right.
They're like mini Chewbacca one.
Oh, that's true. I saw Ewok right away. But
a lot of people saw Ewok.
He has Chewie's kind of markings though.
Yes. And so when you look at just the face, he does look like he could be Chewbacca.
Yes.
Well. Either way.
Oh, he's so cute. His name is Newton. He's the Brussels Griffin. He won this year's National Dog Show.
Which I think is the first time a Brussels Griffin had won. I saw that little fun fact in the article.
It was. Yeah. So cute. Oh, so yeah, you got to see that. Oh, yeah, you're right. A lot of people are saying it's a Chewbacca lookalike. But I saw Ewok.
Ewok, I'm all good. Hey, man, any Star Wars related reference to suck the rest of us geeks into watching that show, I'll take it. That's why I read about it. I saw the highlight and it said Chewbacca one. I was like, why was Chewbacca in the National Dog Song? Oh, got it. It sucked me in.
It's like a mini Chewie. Mm-hmm. And then the French dog one, the French bulldog was robbed, apparently, some people thought. So, but he looks kind of weird, you think?
It's a weird looking dog.
The weird, is it that, so there's a lot of the dogs are weird looking now, though.
They are. The way they trim their bodies sometimes, what are they doing?
I do think it's interesting.
I wonder what the dogs think.
The dogs think, give me treats.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
I mean, these are pretty pampered dogs. I don't think the dog's upset. It sounds like they're super nice to these dogs, which I would hope, you know, kind of thing. Because if you're going to have a pet and your pet is all about looking cute, I mean, I just feel like people really pamper these dogs. In my head, that's what makes it okay that you have a show dog, that you are so nice to this dog. The dog's like, yes, I need my own cashmere pillow. Yeah. Thank you.
Where's my buzzy toy?
Right. And so to my kid, in my head, these dogs are all Kardashians.
Well, busy bee. What was the best in show? Whatever the little toy
yes,
was.
We gotta get it!
Posey Parker, yeah. Oh, they're a Kardashian. I like
they're
that combo.
They're all Kardashians.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very pampered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting it done, though. They win a lot of money, those dogs. That's for sure. Oh, wow. All right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, there's a birthday prank, because you spent the week with us,
yes,
which we're so grateful, because Jace was sick this week, that we played last week. Dawn and a gamer that we've got to replay for you.
Okay,
so
I'm ready.
We are going to do that when we come back. Before are you ready for us? Are you ready for the deals today? It's 6:46 on your Friday morning, November 24th. We are live. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Alexis, Ms. Shannon, Ryan, hanging out with you this morning. Call us with your deals, what you're up to, how your Thanksgiving was, anything funny happened.
Yeah, we appreciate all of you listening. So
as
we've heard from Mrs. Waterman online, we are doing God's work this morning.
Thank you, Mrs. Waterman.
Thank you, Mrs. Waterman.
That was going to be my Twitter handle, but then it got taken.
Oh, man, she got to it before
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Waterman.
Yes. Ryan, 651-641-1071. Now, on Fridays, we replay our birthday pranks, which, of course, Dawn and Jason do a wonderful job.
Yes.
They're super funny. And you were with us this week, so we played the one with the grocery card.
Which was fantastic.
Oh,
it was
so funny. Well, I think you'll like this one even more.
Okay.
This is Dawn pretending to be a,
Xbox
she's a gamer.
Support,
okay. Thank you. Like a specialist kind of person.
Like an IT
for
something.
Xbox Live?
Yeah, I was like, wow, who did she play again?
Okay. It's some like BS role.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
Right, to check on a bill. So let's get right to it.
Birthday pranking with Jace and Dawn, but not Alexis because she's bad at lying to people.
Hi, is this Patrick?
Hey, it's Patrick.
Patrick, you're super excited about pranking your wife today, right?
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
Okay, great. Now, your wife kind of gets annoyed with the fact that you play a lot of Xbox with your son.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much our thing. It's like any kind of free time we have, we're usually playing Xbox, and it really drives my wife nuts.
Okay. Hey, you know what? You're spending time with your kid. What does she have to complain about, right?
Yeah, I just think she wished we did something else.
Okay. Well, since she doesn't know anything about gaming, I'm going to be calling from Xbox Live as a fraud agent, telling her that there's super high charges on the credit card and on her Xbox account or your guys' account.
Perfect.
Okay, very good. And then at the end, I'm going to bring you on, so just be quiet, and I'm going to call Lena now, okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Lena?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Lena, this is Destiny. I'm calling from Xbox Live Fraud Department.
Wait, the Fraud Department? What's this about?
This is from Xbox Live. It's the Fraud Department about some charges that have been made on your card.
What kind of charges?
Well, we do have, let's see, let me just make sure that these are the correct accounts here. Do you play Xbox yourself? Any games?
No. That my husband and my son play a lot, but I don't really know anything about it.
Okay. Well, I do have these two accounts listed, and maybe this will ring a bell. We got Knight Rider 79 and Dragon Star 13.
That's my son. Yeah, that's them.
Okay. So these two accounts here, they're both on the same credit card ending in 0326.
Yeah.
Okay. These are associated with your account. We just want to make sure that these are charges that are legitimate because looks like just in the last couple of days here, they've been $2,600 in charges.
Wait, what? How much?
$2,600 in charges, which is concerning to us. Yeah,
that's concerning to me, too. $2,600 for Xbox? Like, what are they buying?
Well, there are things that are associated with games. They're called expansion packs, and then there's some downloadable content on these two separate accounts. Now, if they are in charge of a guild of some sort, if they are, do you know if they're guild leaders on either?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Is that not fee? Does that cost $2,000?
Well, what they can do is if they are the leader of their guild, they can buy games and expansion packs for anybody within the guild, especially for if they're playing Call of Duty, World War II, either that or Wolfenstein 2, I'm guessing, looks like. Hold on, let me just get to a different screen here.
I've heard of Call of Duty. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to kill him. That's insane. How can you spend that much on games? An Xbox alone is not... I don't even know how much, but...
You know, the only thing that I can think of... hold on just a second. I just got to a different screen. Actually, they've also done some pre-orders for Star Wars Battlefront 2. Looks like there's been 8 copies pre-ordered, maybe for other accounts associated in a different guild, different game. You can gift these things to people. 8 copies of Star Wars Battlefront 2 comes out November 17th.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's supposed to be on his Christmas list. I'm not 8 copies. We're going to get them 1.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Can we return them? Is there any, like, a return policy?
Well, if they are charges that are legitimate, there is no return policy. Now, if they are not coming from your household, then that would be a different thing here.
I mean, they're not coming from me, and that's my card, so can I just say those aren't legitimate and just...
Okay, now the Assassin's Creed Origin, that looks like it was coming from a different location, but all the expansion packs and the pre-orders on the Star Wars Battlefront 2, those 8 copies, those are coming from your Xbox. Now, did your husband sell an Xbox recently? Because sometimes if you don't clear out the account information, somebody can charge on there.
I mean, they were playing it yesterday, so I'm going to guess no.
All right, well... I am so sorry about this. Looks like you're going to have a serious conversation when Knight Rider 79 gets home.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for letting me know. I don't know. I wouldn't have found this for another couple weeks.
You know, I used to be a big gamer, and sometimes, you know, I used to play EverQuest 1 and 2, and sometimes when you're in a guild, there's a lot of pressure out there. You want people to play. You want to go on raids with each other. And a lot of times these games, they cost a lot. And, you know, you just get sucked into the whole world. It's a different world.
Will they be paying them back? Like, should I expect, like, these guild members, if that's what he did, like, can I ask them to pay us back? Like,
that's up to you and the other guild members, ma'am. But what I'm going to do is let me get my supervisor on the phone here. He might be able to reduce some of these charges since you have established that they're coming from your house. Hold on just a second. Let me get him on the phone here. Patrick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Patrick, why don't you tell your wife, Lena, that she's been birthday pranked?
Yes. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, my gosh. You are so close to waiting on the couch.
Well, at least the Xbox is by the couch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Xbox is out there, so I don't think he'll have a problem with that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got you good.
Oh, anxiety. I think my heart rate is like double.
Well, there haven't been any extra charges like that. And really, I don't know a way that you can spend that much money on expansion packs. But
that is a lot of money, isn't it, Shannon?
A lot of money.
Okay, well, guys, thank you so much. This is Dawn McClain, by the way, from Jason and Alexis in the Morning. And we just want to say thanks for being a good sport. And thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1.
Oh,
yeah, thanks. That was a lot of fun.
All right, guys. Have a great birthday, Lena.
Wasn't that a good one, Shannon?
That was good one. That was a good one. That, I have spent money on my alliance. Kind of thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so much money. Like, even me, I was like, that was good.
So when you gift the game, what are we talking? $10? $5?
Oh no, it'd be more than that. Oh, but okay. Still.
I'm like, is there a coupon for that? I don't know.
There are Black Friday deals on stuff.
Okay.
There's and it is funny because you do get deals. These are Cyber Monday deals or holiday deals on different games, but still, that's a lot of money.
That is. Yeah. And you want people to play, right?
Yes, so you do. Well, you want to stay. You want everybody happy in your guild.
Yeah.
/ alliance. Like, but I'm like, oh, maybe I should send them something so they'll play more. They all stay in the alliance and play.
Yeah, I just get World of Warcraft flashbacks.
Yes, because that's
when I hear
what it
that.
Is.
Yeah,
because you're like, we need to stay together. Give them something.
A lot of money got thrown at that.
Yes,
really.
That's part of the reason why I stopped playing. Now I've got sucked into a different game with a different alliance. It can be a lot of money.
Wow, we just have a Nintendo Classic right now.
You know what? Stay that. Don't start making friends online because then you get attached.
We learned our lesson. We did the Rock Band, and Jason, a couple friends, we did it, and we didn't do very well. They actually left mid-song. They were like, bye.
Oh, wow.
You guys suck. And we're like, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So now, we just stick with our old school. He's got old school, with the cartridges. You had to blow in the cartridge and all that, so... Kind of goes a little old school with that, but
you guys do that. The rest of us will stay out here.
That's true.
Spending money.
We got our VCR still too, everybody. When we come back, we have some funny Thanksgiving tweets, and of course, call in with the deal 651-641-1071.